Good morning and welcome to episode 7 of our monthly live Q&A session with Cintons Family Team. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Cintons. Just a reminder that these sessions came about due to the large volume of questions we received for our live Q&A session we held during the recent Good Divorce Week. We unfortunately weren't able to answer anywhere near the questions that you put to us, so we thought these sessions would be useful and a good idea moving forward, and we're continuing to run them the third Friday of each month live on Teams at 10 a.m. Our speaker today, as usual, is family solicitor Sophie Dodds, and Sophie's going to be answering three of the questions that you've put to us. So without any further ado, straight over to Sophie. Sophie, good morning and over to you.
Hello and welcome to the June edition of the Family Law Q&A. So we have three questions from you today, and the first is it adultery if we have already separated? So the answer is yes, it is still considered adultery from separation up until you get divorced. But since April of this year, no fault divorce has been introduced, so you can no longer blame the other party for the breakdown of the marriage. Previously, you could rely on adultery or unreasonable behaviour as a reason for the breakdown of the marriage, but now you cannot blame the other party and you must just prove to the court that the marriage has irretrievably broken down. The second question is, how do I get parental responsibility? So parental responsibility means all the rights, duties, powers and responsibility that a parent has in relation to a child. Parties with parental responsibility are responsible for deciding where the child should live, the education the child receives, to consent to medical treatment, to consent to the child's marriage, and the name of the child. These decisions should be made jointly where possible. So where a child is born, the mother of the child automatically has parental responsibility, and the father of the child will have parental responsibility if they are married to the mother at the time of the child's birth, or they are named on the birth certificate as the father. If neither of those occur, then you can acquire parental responsibility by submitting a parental responsibility agreement with consent from the mother. And if the mother does not agree to you having parental responsibility, then you will need to make an application to court for a parental responsibility order. This should be made as long as there is no issue in respect of paternity. The final issue and question today is, how is a dispute over where my child lives resolved? So any dispute in relation to a child, whether it is where they live or whether you should have contact with the child, should first be resolved, if possible, outside of court. So this can be via negotiation, either privately, or if you instruct a solicitor, then it can be via solicitor correspondence. The second option would be to instruct a mediator, who is an independent third party who would sit with you both and try and help you both reach an agreement. You can also explore arbitration, which is an alternative to court proceedings, and it is where usually an arbitrator who is an ex-judge or a senior barrister would make what's known as an award, and this can be converted into a court order. The final and last resort will be making an application to the court for a child arrangements order, and this can be a live with order or in respect of the arrangements for the child. So thank you very much for joining me today. If you would like some more family law information, then please head to Instagram and follow us at Cintons Family. And I will see you next month for the next Q&A. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Sophie. Very quickly from me, just a reminder, we continue to produce and release useful and relevant content, articles, blogs, webinars, videos, podcasts, all of which can be found on our website, www.cintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And that includes obviously all episodes of this monthly live Q&A session. Social media, you can also follow the family team on Twitter at Cintons Family and on our new Instagram page, also at Cintons Family. If you'd like to discuss anything Sophie's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her or a member of the team. Sophie can be contacted via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email sophie.dodds@cintons.co.uk. Our next session will be with you in July, the third Friday of July, live again on Teams at 10 a.m. And we very much look forward to engaging with you then. Thank you once again for listening. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll see you next month.